This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Mawlana Ash'ar ki Muhammad Afzal Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Meri Mooj-e Gham Be Sahara Nahi Hai.
Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman. Bejuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Nahi khatam hoti hai mujhe musalsal, nahi khatam hoti hai mujhe musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kanara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Koi kashti e gham kahe na khuda bhi, koi kashti e gham kahe na khuda bhi, meri mooj-e gham pe sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Abrazi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, which is great in-depth love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And once a person is connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then whatever conditions come in a person's life, he is not overtaken by conditions, but immediately he realizes where these conditions come from. Comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should put our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat is explaining here that Allah has sent us in this world to find Allah, and the test will be liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah ta'ala says, we have sent you in this world to test you, who of you will be doing the best of actions. In other words, who of you will have that sane mind to think that I must always be in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, in this journey of the life of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which thus we can only understand from the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reality of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that without realizing the in-depth meaning of kalima, that who is there for me besides Allah? So whatever conditions come, Hazrat says, Mere moje gham be sahara nahi. That this world where you're traveling to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah is an ocean that has got no shores. And in this ocean all the time, beautifully the mashayikh have turned the love of Allah ta'ala as gham, as worry. And there mustn't be an occasion that I fall off the road of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I become unmindful. No matter what conditions, today throughout the world people are worried, there's conditions and particularly direct attack on our iman. So then also Hazrat is teaching us that this waves that are coming against us, but the wave of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sahara nahi. It's not without support. My support I realize, wa huwa Allah, it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. La ilaha illahu. Who is there for me besides Allah? Who in any case, who is in control of any split moment of any the time in the world and in the year after? La ilaha illahu alhamdu fil ula wal akhira. All praises belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning and the ending. Allah is forever and Allah will be forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azizim muqtadir. Allah is that powerful being that nobody can break the power of Allah ta'ala. And whatever Allah ta'ala does is full of hikmat and full of wisdom. Allah doesn't use His force in wrong ways, aliyazu billah. Allah ta'ala uses His force according to where it's supposed to be on the right time. So Hazrat is saying, when a person builds this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will realize, لَوْ الْحُكْمُ وَلَوْ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَوْ الْحُكْمُ. All sovereignty belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No governments have control of anything. It is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when you come in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who got the greatest sohbat of the greatest beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who brought them out from the doldrums of tyranny and oppression and darkness, and when they saw the nur of iman penetrating their heart, then for a moment they were not worried. Whatever conditions come, they knew it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they stood firm on all the tests that came. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained on one occasion, drawing a diagram on the ground to Sahaba Rajnam, showing that there's a square and there's a line in the middle, and that line is protruding out of that square. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew small lines from the side of the square towards the line in the middle. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, this line in the middle is insan, and the square is your lifespan. That is, it's already encompassed how long you're going to live here. But your life, this insan, his ambitions and aspirations of life is going beyond his lifespan. And little does he realize that I have to prepare for mort. And in this preparation, all the small lines on the sides, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, like we say, challenges in this world, obstacles will come in different types, and particularly the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time, a person realizes where I am in. I still don't even know the ABC of the reality of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time these obstacles will come and a person doesn't have to be overtaken by that. We have to connect to the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in what we have to do. Obey the commands of Allah, our faraiz, on its proper perspective, put our priorities in order, that the masjid should be full for every namaz, then see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, and myself, I must check my own condition. I think I'm performing namaz, but am I conscious? Is my namaz correct? And for years, I'm performing namaz, but my namaz is still not in order. My outward postures, where the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala make us realize, as it says there, and this is the reality of the zikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah. First, and like myself, I shouldn't be still in the nursery class, yet we're just screaming out the kalima, la ilaha illallah, and we say we're enjoying the zikr, but no connection with Allah ta'ala. When la ilaha illallah starts penetrating the heart, then whatever condition comes, hasbi Allah, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. There is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I put my trust in Allah. Tasamtu billahi, hand my matters over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us, this is what we learn from our Shaykh, that all these conditions will come. But a person who is a sensible human being, and then a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should turn your total focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not get overtaken with the propaganda. And we say it's propaganda. And that is Shaitan's work, just to scare us with all the propaganda machines and all news which is false. We have to realize the conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in his time, somebody asked him, is somebody shooting arrows at you? How will you save yourself? From all directions those arrows are coming. Like we say, obstacles, challenges. So he says, very easy. Just go stand next to the person who's shooting the arrow. So like that, just get our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And du'as are extremely important. And what du'a, the correct effort, that is effort on our salah, effort on our tilawat, our zikr, and all that, these things has to come in our life. Allah ta'ala has given us all the solutions. Surah Kahf is there, Yasin Sharif is there, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All this has been taught to us by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says, when you got all this, siwai tere koi sahara nahi, siwai tere koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, besides you, there is no support. Whether you can be in a hospital, there's no life support. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our life is determined already. How many seconds you're going to live? And all the arrangements of life also Allah ta'ala made already. Ala wa inna nafsa lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen attentively. It's not sickness that's going to take you away, not any bullet, not any riot, till you didn't finish your ration in this world which Allah has prescribed. Your last drop of water, last grain that you have to eat, till that comes to an end, Allah won't take away your life. So we have to work to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah save me, all of us. It shouldn't be that we get caught up in all the propaganda. Then khasira dunya wal akhirah. Our dunya also is lost. And worse, if akhirat is lost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Suratul Qamar, iqtarabati sa'atu wa anshaqqa al-qamar. The moon has split already, that great, magnificent miracle that Allah ta'ala showed, the mu'jiza at the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the moon split, people from other countries saw it. But the kuffar of Makkah, that were opposers all the time, they could not see it. So it's not miracles that will bring iman in our heart. It's our eagerness and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then over and over Allah ta'ala explains in the surah that how big nations that we gave them power in this world. But when they didn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the warnings over and over the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam warned them that Allah's punishment is very severe. But they did not take heed. Then when the punishments came, Allah ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُزُرْ. Don't you see how my punishment came? And that was Allahu Akbar. In some ayahs Allah ta'ala says, fi yawmi nahsim mustamir, that such a terrible day will come in your life that it's not going to end. In other words, the punishment of this world is just the taste of the beginning of the everlasting punishment. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. And in the surah Allah ta'ala repeats that what is our solution? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Mufassirin explain that Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you Quran Kareem. One is so easy to memorize it. But the real object is, even a person doesn't know how to read Quran Kareem. He doesn't even know the meaning. But sit in the company of the mashayikh, and when they explain the verses of Quran Kareem, it will tear our hearts apart. And a person will realize, I have to take heed. And jagaji lagane ki dunya nahi. This world is not a place of entertainment and passing. The this is happening here or that is happening there. Ye ibrat ki jahe, tamasha nahi. Every moment we have to take a lesson. Which direction am I going? So Hazrat says here so beautifully, O Allah, besides you, there's nobody for me. And then Hazrat paints a beautiful picture. And this was in your reunion, where you get the ocean on the one side, and right at the ocean, where the shores are, you get the lap of the mountain. So Hazrat explains, no matter where you can be in the world, samandar ka sahil, paharo ke daman, bajuz ah, bhi kuch sahara nahi. In other words, no matter what conditions are coming, it looks like there's only flood waters coming towards you, and you're right at the lap of the mountain, there's nobody for you. But take out that sigh and make dua, ah, wallah, for me, who is there? Amma yujibul muttarra iza da'a. Allah Ta'ala says that person who is in dire straits, he doesn't see any help from anywhere, but he turns to Allah Ta'ala and begs Allah. And you don't even need a musalla at that time. You don't need that. From your heart, the du'as of the heart, as Hazrat teaches us over and over. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, real du'a is muraqabai du'a. That you talk to Allah Ta'ala from the bottom of your heart and realize, oh Allah, I'm the worst servant of yours. Because of me, particularly myself, the conditions in the world are coming. So Allah, please forgive me. And oh Allah, pull me to you. And Hazrat says, there is no support besides that deep cry that Allah gave us, the greatest weapon, and that is du'a. And what du'a? Then make the right, do the right effort. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Now follow the path of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever conditions came, as Hazrat explained, and even in the surah Allah Ta'ala says, even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they couldn't have went through more challenges than any other zamana. It was the battle of Badr, battle of Ahzab, all the kuffar forces, the whole United Nations got together to try to wipe them out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who turn to Allah Ta'ala, the men of Allah, Allah's support is with them all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave us in a lurch. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us. And Allah Ta'ala teaches us and commands us, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another in doing good and in taqwa, in our homes, with our friends. Encourage one another to do good and come towards the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whatever we do must be only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah save me from nafs and shaitan. And then Hazrat explains that the condition of the world will be such, نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں. Then as a person prays this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly you might be in difficult conditions, you might be sick or whatever, but when you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly people will see this person is so sick, whatever, but his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you can't imagine. Hazrat says that the waves of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that the conditions that are coming in this world, and it's very short-lived, it's very temporary, this world. The real life is akhirat, which starts from barzakh, the moment Malakul Maut comes. And that is why Allah has blessed us with these Mubarak Majalis. These are Majalis that will connect us to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala teaches us, whatever conditions come, Hazrat says, that this ocean of this love of Allah Ta'ala has got no shore. So in this world, and really the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as their marifat of Allah Ta'ala builds, and the kayfiyat of ihsan, that they, all the time the presence of Allah Ta'ala in front of them, they realize we're still far from reality. Because Allah is unlimited. Allah's love is unlimited. So all the time we have to be in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, so whatever conditions will come, don't look at outward resources, that is by the way. The real resource is Iman, is to penetrate my heart, all our hearts, and put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how you will love, the results will come out accordingly. Even in this world, the truth is manifest, is clear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kullu amrim mustaqir. How you love, that will become your roots. If you're loving in the wrong company, that results will show out in this world already. Year after, Allah save me, all of us. And we love in the right company with the men of Allah. You might seem like a small group, but when Allah Ta'ala's help comes, all these mighty forces, the nation of Ad and Samud and Fir'aun and all of them, who thought there is nobody like us in the world, forget that who made them and how Allah Ta'ala wiped them out. One storm, one windstorm, and one screech from an angel, and they didn't know, well, why, what's happening? So Allah Ta'ala reminds us all the time that connect ourselves to Qur'an-i Kareem from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to hal min muddakir, won't you take lessons from Qur'an-i Kareem? Over and over Allah Ta'ala is reminding us. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq Alhamdulillah, as far as his class are concerned, recital has improved tremendously, but our connection with Qur'an-i Kareem, the message of Qur'an-i Kareem, that is what I must see is coming in my life, that eagerness, that passion, and realize the only solution is to be connected directly to Qur'an-i Kareem from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, koi kashti gham kahe na khuda bhi, mere moje gham be sahara nahi. That there might be a ship flowing in the ocean, and we might even have a pilot like these nations they taught. Allahu Akbar. When Salih alayhi salatu wasalam told his nation to turn towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aliyazu billah, what they call him, kazzabun ashir. That he's not a man of any status in society. So he's got some ulterior motive, he wants us to follow him. So he's got the sheikhism that I must be followed, whereas he's a liar. So why must we follow him? And he warned them, Allah Ta'ala's punishment is going to come. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدَمْ مَنِ الْكَذَابُ الْأَشْرِ. That very soon, it's just the next day, the next moment, when Allah's punishment come in this world already, Allah save me, all of us. Already you'll just start getting the taste, and it's everlasting. It's not going to end. But Allah's doors of Tawbah are not closed till the last moment, till the last breath. But the more we delay in making tawbah and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this evil, it strengthens in our life and it becomes firm rooted, and then we can't see the truth as truth. And we're living in that time which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, that those people that are on truth will be regarded as kazab, and those people on falsehood, they will think that we are owning the world. And when Allah ta'ala's wrath and anger comes on his prescribed time, then nobody can stop it. So Allah Ta'ala says that these people, that they think that they've got their ships and they got huge armies, and it's all they've got their pilots and all is organized. But Hazrat says, "Mere moje gham be sahara nahi." This big wave of the love of Allah Ta'ala which I have to go through in this world is not without support. Oh Allah, I know you are there for me all the time, and Allah is shown over and over, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us. And in the surah, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that Qiyamah is at your doorstep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Anna wa sa'atu kahatain, that me and Qiyamah like these two fingers, that small gap in between. So now today, we talk of the time of Dajjal, but myself, let me see, am I turning towards Allah Ta'ala? Am I making dua, getting connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And most important, connected to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah give me, and in every environment, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, you don't have to blame the time and say the times are like that. That zamana hum se nahi, hum zamana se. How you make the condition in your house, make it an environment of deen, start making zikr, tilawat, and the pabandi of namaz in our homes. The men should be in the masjid for every salah, whether it can be the busiest time, zohar, asr, close our shops, our jobs, and go to the masjid and see Allah Ta'ala's help is definitely not 100%. There's no, it's definite Allah Ta'ala's help is, but Allah give me tawfiq. And beautifully at the end, Hazrat says, addressing himself, but actually for me to take a lesson. Ye Akhtar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah says, usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi. Oh Allah, when I realize to find you, I only have to be in the company of those who are yours. So those who are yours are mine, and those who are not yours will never be mine. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we open the eyes of our hearts, and this is the spiritual hospital. At the time, we shouldn't be overtaken by conditions, but we should be alert also and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with eagerness, du'as and effort for holding the hands of our pious elders. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The last chapter of this kitab حياة المسلمين مولانا أشرف علي ثانوي رحمة الله عليه explaining that the Muslims have got their own identity and we've got our own special characteristics. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever imitates a nation in its ways and culture becomes one of them. Note, if a Muslim adopts the appearance of the disbelievers and the fasiqs, the open sinners, he will be associated with them in sin. Hazrat Abu Rayhana radiallahu anhu narrated, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited 10 things. Amongst these 10 things prohibited was to line garments with silk in the style of non-Muslims of that time. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala curses those men who adopt the appearance of women, and those women who adopt the appearances of men. Ibn Abi Mulaika radiallahu anhu narrates, it was said to Aisha radiallahu anha, that a certain woman wears shoes which resemble the shoes of men. But Aisha radiallahu anha commented, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed the women who imitate men. Such imitation is greatly in vogue in our day. In such imitation is double sin. One sin is the imitation of the opposite sex, which is in itself prohibited. The other sin is the imitation of the kuffar and disbelievers by adopting their style and fashion of dress. Hazrat Hajjaj ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu narrates, we went to meet Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu on the My sister Mughira told me that at that time I was a little kid and I had 2 plates on my head. Anas radiallahu anhu rubbed his hand over my head and made dua for barakat and said, cut off these plates because it is the style of the Jews. Hazrat Amir ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu reading from his father and says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintain clean the area in front of your houses and do not imitate the Jews. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah curses the woman who adorns the hair of others by means of adding hair, using kinds of wigs, and the one who desires such adornment of hair, those who tattoo and those who are tattooed. Note, adorning hair by the addition of hairs for women is mentioned in this hadith. If the hair added is human hair, then such adornment will be haram in all cases. If the hair is artificial and has not been made from some haram or impure substances, it will be permissible for a married woman to resort to such adornment with the permission of her husband and for the sake of the husband. But such adornment will not be permissible for unmarried women, because in presenting an artificial appearance with long hair is deception. She will be deceiving other people. And tattooing is forbidden in all circumstances. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an Arabian crossbow in his hand. On this occasion, Nabi alayhi salam saw a crossbow of Persian origin in the hands of a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, throw it away, the Persian bow, and take one like this, the Arabian bow. From this command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is apparent that the objects of use of other nations should not unnecessarily be adopted. This applies to weapons and all other items of use and benefit. If Muslims have their own equivalent, they should make use of their own products and not give preference to the products of the non-Muslims. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran in the Arabic style and tone that is correct and with simplicity, and refrain from the style and tone of the people of the book, that is the Jews and Christians. Note, even reciting the ways of other nations and of people who do not follow the Sharia should not be imitated. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman who imitates men and a man who imitates women are not of us. Therefore, it is very essential that Muslims adopt Islamic ways and methods in all their affairs, whether dini or dunyawi, worldly or dini. There is great benefit in Muslims maintaining their Islamic identity in all their affairs, and not only in matters pertaining to worship. The Quran and the Hadith emphasize this. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will be split into 73 sects, of which all besides one will be in the fire. People inquired which group will be safe from the fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that group which will be on my path and the path of my Sahaba. Path in the context of this hadith refers to the way which has to be followed. Following a way in opposition to it leads to Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not restrict his path to any specific department of the Sharia. This hadith covers both worldly and spiritual matters. Affairs pertaining to our worldly life as well as dini life are included in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba. What actually constitutes the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? This is not a question which everyone can expound on the basis of his opinion. In this matter, the masses have no option other than inquiring from the ulama who understand these issues. They have to follow the ulama without following the directions given by the ulama, the deen of the masses is not safe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.